Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You voted not just to make history, but to remake America. People in America, Samoa, Arkansas, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and the great state of New York.
So here are some odds and ends from the AP exit polls last night. Clinton led among voters most concerned about the economy and health care, while Obama led among those voters most concerned about Iraq. If you haven't heard, they almost tied in terms of national delegates won last night, Clinton and Obama. Obama led among liberals and had a modest advantage among white men, a group from which he has seldom received strong backing before. On the Republican side, McCain won nearly two-thirds of the vote in those among those Republicans who said they were mostly looking for a candidate who can win in November. McCain won the electability vote. In New Jersey, about half of Republican voters who favor abortion rights backed John McCain, who opposes abortion rights. Romney got the votes of about 4 in 10 people who described themselves as conservative. In some of the rural, mostly white counties of Missouri, Clinton got 2 or 3 times Obama's vote total, so he's still having trouble with rural whites, although interesting that he squeaked out a slight national victory among white men. In Connecticut, Obama appealed to younger, predominantly male, and wealthier segments of his party. He did win Connecticut overall, while Clinton won the overall popular vote in New York and New Jersey. Clinton fared better with those whose education was high school or less in Connecticut. In New York, 3 in 5 Democratic voters over 60 chose Clinton, while 3 in 5 voters under 30 chose Barack Obama. That's consistent with what's been happening nationally. Among New York Democrats, voters split evenly on whether Bill Clinton's involvement had helped or hurt his wife. In New Jersey, both Democratic and Republican voters named the economy as the most important issue facing the nation. In the Democratic races, Obama led among white men, as I said, but Clinton led among white women. Gender gap meets racial gap. And in the Republican races, John McCain led among men and was tied with Mitt Romney among women. McCain won nearly two-thirds of the vote of those Republicans who said they were mostly, again, looking for a candidate who could win. Joining us now, a tri-state pollsters panel to look at the results in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and beyond. Peter Woolley is executive director of the Public Mind Poll at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Howard Reiter is chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Connecticut. And Lee Mirengoff is director of the Marist Institute for Public Opinion. Welcome, all of you, this morning. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Peter Woolley, tell me something interesting that I may not know about the exit polls in New Jersey.
Well, I think you touched on all the highlights. And basically, the strong Hispanic vote for Hillary Clinton balanced the strong black vote for Obama in New Jersey. I think the question in New Jersey is, if the election had been postponed a week or two, would Obama have closed the gap? The front-loaded schedule really favors Clinton in New Jersey because she's the known quantity. And if you look at the exit statistics that you just read, it suggests that voters really broke to the conservative choice, in effect, the well-known choice.
I'm looking at the breakdown of the, this is the percentage of the popular vote in our three local states. In New Jersey, which Clinton won, she won it big, 61 to 38. In New York, which Clinton won, delegates. I'm going to have to take another run at this in just a minute because I want to get it right. So, Howard Reiter, let me go to you. What was interesting to you from the results in Connecticut?
Well, I think one thing that happened was that Senator Obama had a real last-minute surge. I mean, we did a survey a couple of weeks ago, and Senator Clinton was considerably ahead. But I'm not surprised by the surge because Connecticut Democrats tend to be attracted to the kind of candidate Senator Obama is. I mean, we went for for Gary Hart in 1984, Jerry Brown in 1992, and of course Ned Lamont beat Senator Lieberman in the Democratic primary 2 years ago. And Senator Obama appeals to that same kind of voter, well-educated, of whom we have many in Connecticut, people who are concerned about the war, people who want a younger, at least he had a lot of appeal to youth, as those other candidates did, and was promising a change in the tone of politics.
Lee Meringoff, how about New York?
Well, I was just going to comment a little bit more generally. I mean, New York, we were kind of boring this time. The home team won, and on the Republican side, McCain was clearly going to do well because he did well among moderate Republicans, of which there are plenty in New York. I was just struck just generally last night by the lack of major big time endorsements to deliver. They get a lot of fanfare in the closing days, especially, let's say, at Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. Didn't seem to matter a whole lot. The other thing I was just struck by as we go past this and even, dare I say, look ahead to November, the Democratic turnout state by state, two, three times larger than it's been in previous presidential elections. The Republican turnout, pretty flat. We've seen that all along the campaign trail. We saw it in Florida when the Democrats didn't even have a contest and the Republicans were in a life or death struggle, and the Democrats almost had the same number of folks show up in Florida last week. So, I mean, I think when we look ahead to November, there's a huge difference right now in enthusiasm and interest going the Democrats' way, and I think the Republicans have got to be very worried about that.
And we can take phone calls and questions or comments on our comments page for our Tri-State Pollsters panel from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Howard Ryder, you're in Connecticut, which is next door to Massachusetts, and maybe that was one of the surprises, as Lee was just indicating. Massachusetts, the home of Ted Kennedy, where, of course, Kennedy's endorsement of Obama got so much big media play around the country, but Clinton won in Massachusetts.
Well, I would agree with Lee that I think these celebrity endorsements may give the candidate some favorable press, but ultimately the voters make up their minds on criteria that they decide. We know that across the country, Senator Clinton has tended to appeal particularly to working class, lower income Democrats, labor union members, and I guess there are a lot of people in Massachusetts who are very receptive to her appeal.
Interesting. Now, the delegate count is very close. As of this morning, I'm looking at CNN's website right now. Clinton has 783 total, Obama 709. Looking at our tri-state area, in Connecticut, Obama won with a proportion of 29-23. In New Jersey, Clinton won with a proportion of 61-38. In New York, Clinton won with a proportion of 166-88, the widest margin of the three. So Peter Woolley at The Public Mind at Fairleigh Dickinson, what do you make about the difference in the closeness? Certainly in our area, it looks like where Clinton won, she won big. Where Obama won, he won close.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, in New Jersey, the Democratic leadership was mainly pulling for Hillary Clinton. And John Corzine, the governor, was not only backing that effort, but a big fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. This would have been a very high-profile black eye, I think, for the governor, had she not done well in New Jersey, or at least done convincingly. And so much of that leadership was in evidence last night, breathing a sigh of relief.
How about the Latino vote anywhere in our area? Peter, did you monitor it in New Jersey?
The Latino vote broke heavily for Hillary Clinton, as we expected, and so that really balanced out the strong black vote in New Jersey. Again, even in New Jersey, people who said the economy was their largest concern broke for Hillary Clinton, as they did elsewhere. Hillary Clinton's refrain that politics is not a game, I think, played into this notion that she was the cautious choice, she was the conservative choice, that somehow voters were taking more of a gamble with Obama if their concerns were bread and butter.
What percentage of the Latino, what percentage of the total Democratic vote in New Jersey was among Latinos? Do you know, Peter?
Well, I think it's around 20% now among Democrats. But, of course, the other thing is that about 58% of the Democratic vote are women. And so that block is at least as important mm-hmm. in this kind of election.
Lee Meringoff, Latino vote percentage in New York?
I think it was around 10 last night. Hillary Clinton carried it overwhelmingly.
So wait a minute. New Jersey has twice as big a percentage of Latino voters as New York?
I don't have the final print on that, so I'm not sure, but it was around, I believe, 10%.
Okay. How about African-American voters in New York, total percentage?
Well, the numbers they were showing early, and this is done by the group who do all the exit polls, were showing between 16 and 18%. That was a low figure. My guess is when the final weights of the data are put through, that should be in the low 20s. What you're seeing here is, and this is why Obama wins caucus states, the turnout is so huge among Democrats that the groups that are getting a lot of attention, young voters, African-American voters, and people are talking about how they're turning out in huge numbers. They are, but so is everyone else on the Democratic side. So when you get to a caucus state where organizational strength matters more, that's why Obama was racking those up, as was Romney on the Republican side. I mean, that's where he was doing better.
And Clinton did better among African-Americans in New York than anywhere in the country. She got, from the numbers that I saw, 40% of African-American voters in the state of New York compared to about 20% nationwide.
And we saw that in the pre-election polls, too. I mean, that was something. I mean, and that's the home court advantage for her.
How many percentage, what percentage, Howard Ryder, in Connecticut, of the Democratic voters there were African-Americans yesterday?
African-Americans, about 8%. And a roughly the same percent, maybe even a little smaller, of Latinos. Senator Obama won the black Democrats heavily, got 80% of that vote. But interestingly, while Senator Clinton did win the Latino Democratic vote, it was not by a huge margin. It was about a 10% margin that she won by, which is probably less than in a lot of other parts of the country.
How did Jesse Jackson do in the Connecticut primaries in 1984 and 88? Do you happen to know?
I don't remember offhand. I know Gary Hart won in 84, and I know Dukakis won in 88. So he certainly didn't win, but I don't remember offhand what his percentage was.
I actually have that.
Okay.
In 1988, when Michael Dukakis won with 58% in Connecticut, Jesse Jackson had 28%. And in 1984, when Gary Hart won with 53%, Jesse Jackson had 12.
So that's an indication, certainly, of a different kind of candidate, if nothing else, in the state of Connecticut, but also a different result if you just simply look at the race of the candidate. Here's an interesting thing just coming over from thepolitico.com. Obama claims delegate lead. And this says, in a surprise twist after a chaotic Super Tuesday, Senator Barack Obama passed Senator Hillary Clinton in network tallies of the number of delegates the candidates racked up last night. Obama camp now projects topping Clinton by 13 delegates, 847 to 834. Now, I'm a little confused as to what that means. I think they conflated two things there in that lead, but I think the 847 to 834 would be a total delegates margin. Then it says NBC News, which is projecting delegates based on the Democratic Party's complex formula, figures Obama will wind up with 840 to 849 delegates, somewhere in that range, versus 829 to 838 for Clinton. So, according to NBC News, at least as cited by thepolitico.com, Obama eking out a couple of delegate lead at this point. So what does that tell you, Lee Meringoff?
You know, I think we're in for these kind of stories. I mean, it's sort of like pre-election polls. Sometimes there's a poll for every candidate, it seems. And I think we're going to see delegate counts. You know, superdelegates are counted differently sometimes because of the lack of clarity of those. They're still, you know, pledged and unpledged. I mean, each state almost has a different formula. And I think we're going to see lots of confusion. Clearly, What is going on in the Democratic Party, the big picture, is that these two are very divided in terms of their appeal to Democratic voters. But interestingly, the exit polls say that Democratic voters are pretty much satisfied with the other person as well. So mm-hmm. it's not that the rift is tearing the voters apart as much as, you know, the two campaigns are going at it tooth and nail.
Okay, and just to clarify further, because I want to get this right, it now looks, as I look more closely at it, that this is just among the delegates awarded last night that the claim is that Obama won. So if it's true, Obama would have beaten Clinton last night by just a handful of delegates, 847 to 834. So about 1,700 delegates at stake on Super-Duper Tuesday, 2,025 needed to actually win the nomination. And Obama, if this Politico, citing NBC News tally, is correct, a slight victory for Barack Obama last night in total delegates awarded. California, and I don't have the breakdown for California here, but California had about 400 of those delegates at stake. That's how much of a big fish California is in this process. We will continue in a minute with our Tri-State Pollsters panel. We'll take some of your comments and some of your phone calls. We'll look more closely at the Republican results in our area and around the country and some of the exit poll data showing who we were as Americans voting yesterday. Stay with us.
And when it comes time to think about how our economy is going to build great jobs for our kids and their kids and maintain the great military we have through our economic strength, I think it's important to have a president who's actually had a job in the private sector.
He may have had a job in the private sector, but Republicans in the tri-state area were not about to hire him as the Republican nominee last night. Mitt Romney defeated in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut by John McCain, and we're breaking down what you did at the polls last night, according to many exit poll results and other kinds of statistics, with our Tri-State Pollsters panel. Peter Woolley, Executive Director of the Public Mind at Fairleigh Dickinson University, Howard Reiter, Chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Connecticut, and Lee Meringhoff, Director of the Marist Institute for Public Opinion in New York. And Peter in Piscataway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you today, Lenny?
Good. Brian.
Good. I'm calling to find out if any of the panelists can give us any background or any detail on exit polls with regard to any or all of the candidates' support or non-support of gun control laws. And I guess especially because I think it's a very big issue pending the Supreme Court decision that's supposed to be coming down sometime this spring or summer.
On whether the Second Amendment really is an individual right. So, Peter Woolley, since he's in Piscataway, as you read the exit polls, what issues were on the minds of New Jersey voters, and was gun control among them?
Gun control has not turned up on any exit polls that I've seen. And New Jersey tends to be a pro-gun control state, even among both parties. I don't know what measure you'd use even as a proxy measure for people who are pro-gun in New Jersey. But we have tested that question many times. It's a relatively small percentage.
Here is a question also for New Jersey from our comments page. It says, ask about the new breakdown of party registration in New Jersey. Now that voters had a reason to pick a party, this could really sway the view of the New Jersey electorate. Peter?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great point. First, it gives me the opportunity to correct something I said earlier. According to the exit poll I'm looking at, Latinos were 13%. However, the exit poll that I'm looking at also includes 25% who don't identify themselves in the exit poll as regular Democrats. So that's a fairly large percentage of people not identifying themselves as Democrats who are in the Democratic side of the equation. The Democratic turnout last night was well over a million in New Jersey, which shattered by perhaps half a million the previous record for presidential primary turnout.
So this is a good question for all of you, which is, since Democrats are turning out in much larger number than Republicans all over the country, how much is that an indication of a Democratic victory based on turnout in November? Harold Ryder, what do you think?
Well, I think that's one of many good signs for the Democrats this year. Another is the huge majority of Americans who think the country is moving in the wrong direction. I think Democratic self-identification has gone up. Those structural factors all look very good for the Democrats. On the other hand, there have been these trial heats, these matchup polls between John McCain and Hillary Clinton and between John McCain and Barack Obama, and the Republicans don't look like they're in a hopeless situation there. I mean, we have to remember, it's not going to be a generic Democrat against a generic Republican in November. It's going to be two human beings with all their strengths and flaws, and this contest isn't over yet.
Lee Meringoff?
Yeah, I really agree with that comment. You've got an incumbent president, Republican, whose numbers are rock bottom. You've got an economy which is very worrisome for voters, and that typically plays the Democrats' way. You've got this huge avalanche of people showing up on primary after primary on the Democratic side, despite the competitive nature of the Republican field as well. So by all standard measures, this Democrats are sitting pretty, but they need to get a candidate. They need to have unity. They need to find a way out of the box they find themselves in, because right now it looks like, when you start talking delegate counts a moment ago, there's no one really busting loose by any means, and last night certainly wasn't it, whether Obama won by 10 votes or delegates or Clinton won by 10. I mean, the bottom line was it was a draw last night on the Democratic side as far as the important issues or important numbers are concerned.
Right. Jennifer and Elizabeth wants to follow up on that New Jersey registration question. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer, you there? Jennifer and Elizabeth? All right, we'll try to get back to you. Bob on Staten Island, you're on WNYC with our Tri-State Pollsters panel. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that the way that the congressional districts are drawn in each of the state usually are drawn to boost minority representation, which gives Obama a huge advantage in racking up delegates, that he may lose the popular vote but will win the delegate counts and sweep in minority districts, maybe not in New York because of the home field advantage, but I would look more in, I guess, the cases of Missouri or other places where they have large urban areas.
Well, it's a fascinating question, and one that we're actually going to dig into a little more deeply tomorrow. The difference between the two parties, where the Republicans have many more winner-take-all primaries than the Democrats. The Democrats have...
They're all done, though. No more winner-take-all for Republicans.
Right, going forward. I'll have to check that. You're saying no more winner-take-all primaries going forward. You mean for the rest of the states that have yet to vote this year? But there's a difference in philosophy there. I was reading Cynthia Tucker's blog post on the Atlantic Journal-Constitution site today, and Lee Meringoff, she chalks it up to the Democrats being a more egalitarian party, wanting to give more candidates and more types of candidates a chance to win primaries, and that's why they do it district by district. The Republicans are more interested in having the party leadership control the outcome. Do you attribute the difference to that?
Well, that may be the philosophy or not, because I don't really, wasn't in the room when they were deciding to pick the rules, but the result of that is certainly what we're seeing right now playing out, because the Democrats, so they typically get a candidate who starts rolling the primaries and one by one gets momentum, gets a bounce, and runs the House like John Kerry did last time effectively. Right now, that's not what's going on in the Democratic Party. These two candidates couldn't be any closer in terms of the support. John McCain is being tremendously advantaged, not because he's winning huge numbers in these primaries, but he has two opponents, Huckabee and Romney. They're both carving up the conservative side of the Republican Party, and then he's sort of, getting a plurality support, which in the Democratic Party wouldn't get you, enough delegates, but for him, because they've been winner-take-all, he racks up a big lead.
Yeah, so let's go through the three states real quick. We know that the delegates were awarded proportionally on the Democratic side in the three states. We've been talking about that. They were all winner-take-all on the Republican side. I know New York was, New Jersey was. Was Connecticut winner-take-all?
Indeed.
All right. So what percentage of the vote did McCain get? What percentage of the vote did his two opponents split? Do you know, Howard, in Connecticut?
I believe McCain got a majority, not a huge majority, but as you say, the rest of the vote was split, so he was way ahead of Romney and Huckabee, and of course he won all the delegates.
So he got, he did get over 50% at any rate. Peter Woolley, how about in New Jersey? How'd they break out?
Well, McCain won easily in New Jersey with over 50% and was about 2-1 ahead of his closest competitor, which was Romney. But I think the caller was exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And New Jersey, in a sense, is atypical for the Republican Party. So McCain's big win in New Jersey covers over the fact that New Jersey does not have a large social conservative base for people like Romney or even Huckabee to claim and do well on.
Did you learn?
What you were looking at is that on the Republican side, John McCain won moderate Republicans around the country. He did not win conservative Republicans. When you hear that, you know, the base of the Republican Party is not happy with John McCain, it showed up big time on Super Tuesday. What it doesn't show is that he still gets a lot of delegates, so their rules really very much created momentum for him, whereas the Democratic voters are pretty happy with both of their candidates, but yet they're really evenly divided as far as delegates.
Did you learn
that? If I could add just a footnote to that, in Connecticut, conservative Republicans divided just about equally between McCain and Romney. McCain actually got 1% more in the exit poll. So we may have an unusual kind of conservative here in Connecticut.
Well, that's a self-defined conservative on exit polls, I guess. And I wonder if a conservative in Connecticut is the same as a conservative in Georgia.
I think that's an excellent point.
Yeah,
I suspect it isn't.
Peter Woolley, did you learn anything about the nature of New Jersey Republicanism through the exit polls yesterday and how it's changing?
Well, the one thing that really shocked me was looking at young voters. If you look at, compare the two exit polls for Democrats and Republicans, you really see another reminder that there's really a whole generation which is shying away from the Republican Party. There is precious few young voters voting in the Republican primary at all, which may be another bad sign for the Republicans overall.
David in Harlem, you're on WNYC with our Tri-State Pollsters panel. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you real quick. You had mentioned this morning about, you know, voters in New York being independents, not being able to vote in the primary. So my supervisor, the executive vice president of my company, him and his wife, had voted in Rockville Center yesterday, and we're all Republican-leaning independents. They're white. I'm black.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the train yesterday with about four Clinton supporters who we couldn't vote yet. I mean, we were discussing how we couldn't vote.
You are registered independents.
Registered independents. So we couldn't vote in the New York primary. They're registered independents out in Rockville Center, but they took their ballots for Obama. But I just was telling him this morning they're not going to count. I need to know from your pollsters and you, is that correct?
What ballots?
They took some write-in ballots at the polling place.
Lee Baringoff, have any idea what that might refer to?
No, they were write-in ballots. They wouldn't have been able, presumably, to register to do that.
That's what I'm saying. But they said that in Rockville Center, they took their ballots for Obama on paper.
Yeah, well, that would not...
They're not going to count, correct?
Well, I don't know whether they count them or not. If they count them, it was a mistake. In other words, in New York, you had to be a registered Democrat or a registered Republican. Now, you might be someone who considers themselves to be an independent, but if you're registered in one of those two parties, you could have voted in the respective primaries.
Right.
If you're a non-affiliated voter in New York, which is what an independent is called in the technical terms, then you couldn't vote yesterday. So technically those folks, if they are independent registers, would not be allowed to vote.
And this is one of the other questions that we'll look into tomorrow when we drill down on whether this whole primary process so far has been good for democracy. Obviously, there are some states where independents can vote in either primary. There are some states where you can register on the day of in a party or the other party. And there are states like New York where you have to choose your party way in advance, and then you are locked into that one. And if you are registered as an independent, then you lose the opportunity to vote in a primary, which is the best for a democracy. We'll chew that over tomorrow. Pete in Wilton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pete.
Yeah, hi.
What you got? What's your question, Pete?
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering if it's now time to possibly consider the redefining of the Republican center, given John McCain's pretty substantial win.
Well, since you're calling from Wilton, how about the Republican center as it looks from Connecticut?
Well, I think one thing that gets overlooked in all of this with McCain's appeal to moderates is just how conservative he is. I mean, on a certain number of highly visible issues, some of which he's reversed himself on during the campaign, he's very conservative. His voting record, he's a right-to-lifer. I'm sure his overall support for the Bush administration has been very high after he voted against those tax cuts during Bush's first year, and he's much more of a conventional Republican. So I think a lot of these conservatives who have been complaining about McCain would probably be fairly happy with a McCain administration.
George,
yeah, I think there are some issues that I agree with you, but there are issues on immigration and campaign finance reform. I mean, they just haven't trusted him from 2000, and despite what he's been in his life, having been a POW, and his position on most of the hot-button issues, they just don't like him. And it is somewhat baffling, given, he's hardly, left of center. I mean, he's rather, rather and very much a conservative voter.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if it is McCain versus either Clinton or Obama, if the Democrat stands up in one of the debates and says, well, I'm glad, John, that we agree on some things like campaign finance reform and comprehensive immigration reform to try to suppress the Republican core turnout, and then how McCain positions himself, as he has been doing in the Republican primaries, to say, well, I'm not really the same as you on those issues, at least not in 2008. Let's sneak one more in here. George in the Bronx, we have about 20 seconds for you.
Real quick, if you look at the good morning, gentlemen. If you look at the map yesterday, it's pretty striking. McCain won mostly what you'd call blue states, and Obama won a lot of red states in the Midwest and Mountain states. Does that really mean anything for November?
Right. So McCain won the Republicans in blue states. Obama won the Democrats in a lot of red states. Just give me 20 seconds here, Lee Mirengoff. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I noticed that as well. It is interesting, and I think it does. I mean, obviously, these are different groups of voters that will be voting in November, but it is interesting, especially in light of what we're talking about McCain.
Does it indicate
he doesn't win in the core, red states?
Does it indicate anything about their appeal as crossover candidates, or maybe it just means the parties in around the country are polarized?
Yeah, I think it means they're polarized, but it does talk to John McCain. Who will he pick if he is the nominee, his running mate? Does he go for a candidate who appeals to independents and Democrats, or does he go for someone who's very conservative to shore up his base? I mean, that's going to be a very, very interesting choice that he may have to make.
Lee Mirengoff, director of the Marist Institute for Public Opinion, Howard Ryder, chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Connecticut, Peter Woolley, executive director of the Public Mind Poll at Fairleigh Dickinson University, our tri-state pollsters panel. Thank you all very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
In a minute, the death of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.